Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Dogbite Harris.
And I'm Blackwater Derek.
When you're not getting shit-faced drunk or freebasing meth,
or having sex with underage foreign hookers,
or listening to the White Trash Revival with Donnie Cash, go ahead and tune into us. We're Dogwater Radio. You can find us at blip.tv.com or on Facebook or MySpace. Have a good day.
You better listen to us or God's gonna smite people.
You better listen to us or we are gonna blow up Donnie Cash's house.
Yeah.
We'll burn it down.
Sorry, Donnie.
We'll do it.
Folks, how do? This is the White Trash Revival, episode 57. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. All right, we opened up the show with the Roadside Revival with the Bear and the Bee. How'd you like them? That's a great way to start off the show, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree? Well, on this show here, we're going to have an interview with Tex Troster from the Groovy Rednecks, a nice little country band from Hollywood. And you'll enjoy it. I got some great shit lined up coming up. I'll be going to Hellbound Glory concert and hanging out with them boys. And then September 17th, Hank 3 will be coming to Cincinnati. I'm going to go there. Have a great fucking time. And also, me and Joey Fuckup are going to hook up and film a short film. That's correct. We're going to call it Two Guys, One Mason Jar. Hell yes. And we're going to reenact the scenes from Two Girls, One Cup. It's going to be me and him. You folks will like it. It's going to be great. Great, I tell you. Also, next week's episode, we're going to welcome back the Queen of White Trash. Karen's going to be interviewing a gentleman from fucking Germany, Heinrich, from Heinrich 13 and the Devil Grass Pickers. First time on America Radio, I do believe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get in this first set, shall we?
Say you don't be pussy. address him. Sheesh. Any nigga say he don't eat pussy's lying his ass off.
I heard that.
Well, hold on. It's like a big deal. You saying you eat pussy? Yeah, motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy, I eat the butt, I eat every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, right? If I ever did eat some pussy, I would never eat any pussy, right? But if I did eat some pussy, I sure as hell wouldn't tell no goddamn buddy about it. I'd be ashamed as a motherfucker, man.
Nigga, you smoke enough sherm, your dumb ass will do a lot of motherfucking things. You be up in there sucking nigga dicks.
Rockabilly, met Rockabilly. She was pretty, he was ready. Well, she bent all up his life. Had a smile like a switchblade knife. Inside his two-tone paradise. She had a fire in her eyes, couldn't help but fantasize. Makeup looked just fine, red candy lipstick smile. Won't look at what she wore, it's gotta be against the law.
You motherfucker, yeah. I'm gonna enjoy pressing charges on your ass.
this whole world around. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. Now take me to my hanging ground, oh Lord. Take me to my hanging ground. Take me to my hanging ground, oh Lord. Take me to my hanging ground.
We started off this set with the Honky Tonk Zeros, and the song was called Dead End Roads. They're out of Flint, Michigan. And some of their turn-ons are walking in the park, after-show trips to the truck stop, looking at crop irrigation systems, broke-down motor vehicles, and 130-degree practices in the barn. Give them boys a check and a listen, and all that good stuff. You can find them on MySpace. Nice little band. Yes, sirree. And we followed that with the Bonneville Barons with a song called Rockabetty. And they're out of the UK. And they're Western Star recording artists. They're on that record label. And let me see here. They have written, recorded, and released over 40 original songs. And they perform live at some of Europe's largest root music festivals. And all that good shit. So, check them boys out, if you would. And we ended the set with Justin Case and the Sorry Sinners with a song called John Hardy. I sure hope you enjoyed this set. And before we get in this next set, let me tell you folks this. I really, really enjoyed doing this show. And I appreciate you folks listening. I do. I love yous. That's all I could say. So, before I start crying and acting like a fag, let me get in this next set. Although, I would like to mention, I have gotten a hard-on while watching Brokeback Mountain. I don't know what the deal is there. I don't think I'm homosexual.
Someday when I'm a granddaddy, the laziest son of a bitch you ever seen. We won't care if the kids are being bratty. We'll just walk around as if it's all a dream. And if the whole world loses its mind, we'll be fine. Ride the roller coaster around the bend, back again. Never live to be about 95. Gonna sit on my porch and eat myself an apple. They say one day helps keep the doctor away, and that's okay. But I ain't taking chances on my fate. Gonna bounce you on the knees just in case. Someday if I burn out or fade away, just like everything else in my life, I'll be running late. All around the house, then all the little ones will come.
Maybe so. But you know as well as I do, it takes all kinds of critters to make Farmer Vincent Fritters.
December day, and in it
right, we start off this set with Patterson Hood. You know who he is. Front man from the Drive-By Truckers. And his song was called Granddaddy. That's pretty fucking sweet of him to write a song about granddaddy. Because let me tell you folks this. I don't like my granddaddy. And you want to know why? Because he used to take me to them NAMBLA conventions. And him and his friends used to treat my asshole like a personal playground. And now, every time I cut a fart, I have to go wipe myself because I can't even hold my mud. That's some bullshit. Bullshit. We followed that with Bill Fadden and the Rhythm Busters, and the song was called Heartbreak. And ending the set was my friend's band, Caleb Clowder, out of Portland, Oregon. The Foghorn String Band with a song called Dying Hobo. Alright, right before we get in this interview here with Tex Troster of the Groovy Rednecks, I'm going to play a song called Dope City by Toxic Ghost Parade. So I will see you folks on the other side of this song with the interview.
I've been taking one big time. right, folks, with me on the phone, I have Tex Troster from the Groovy Rednecks. How you doing?
I'm from Los Angeles. How's it going?
It's going good. So,
Saturday morning, and I'm drinking Budweiser.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Not with a stick.
So, how long have you and the Groovy Rednecks been together?
19 long fucking years. Long time. Still having a good time, though. Still playing. Tonight we're playing our 651st gig. Not that I'm counting. And tomorrow, 652. We like to play a lot, you know. Try to play every week. It's fun. You know, a lot of free beer.
Well, that's awesome, man. I know you just sent me the CD, and it's pretty fucking awesome. I mean, the CD is great. It's very clever and witty, and
I appreciate that.
I mean, the CD puts a smile on my face. It's very humorous, but yes.
Well, with a title like Loudmouth Drunks, it better be humorous, huh?
I mean, it's humorous, and it's still good.
Well, I didn't want to come off as too campy, you know. It's still classic country music. It's just tongue in cheek, and I like it. Like, I like my music like that. I like fun story songs, mostly about drinking.
Hell yeah! Now, how did you get started in music?
Well, I don't know. I guess Elvis. It all starts with Elvis. You know, I know it sounds cliche, but when I was a little kid, when I first heard Elvis, I said, "Well, that's what I want to do." And eventually, it took forever, but back in 91, I started a band called the Groovy Rednecks, and we've been together ever since, and having a good time, and playing mostly L.A. gigs. We got some gigs in Reno and Truckee in Nevada coming up in August, the 20th and 21st. But really, I haven't played out of the state, except we did play Belgium and Holland for 2 weeks, which was a trip, playing out of the country. You know, for a band that's never even played out of the state, to play in a whole different country, it was fun. It was a good time. They dug it.
Yeah, the last couple people I've interviewed have played over in Europe, and they said it's phenomenal over there. Like, the crowd really digs this style of music.
Yeah, they treat you good, too. They always feed you at the clubs, you know, and give you all the beer you can drink, and then pay you at the end of it. Can you believe it? What a concept. And give you a place to stay. Yeah, good time. But, you know, we're mostly a L.A. local band. We have a couple of, well, we have one regular gig a month, the third Saturday of every month. We play the Cinema Bar in Culver City with our good friends, the Cheatin' Kind, and we're two of the best, rowdiest country rock shit-kicking bands in L.A., and just it's a double whammo, you know, when you come to the show. It's a lot of fun.
Now, let me ask you this. How is the country music scene out there?
Oh, it sucks.
It sucks?
It sucks. You know, there's hardly anything that's worth anything, in my opinion. The only guy I liked moved away, Mike Stinson. He moved to Houston. He was a friend of mine, and he's still playing music, and he's doing better than ever, but at least he handed the reins over to me. Now I'm the best, damn it.
Hell yeah.
But I don't really like any of the crap that's out here. I'm sorry to all my friends who might be listening in other bands in L.A., but you suck.
So there's no good honky-tonking out there, huh?
No. There's the country bars out here. There are hardly any, but they're out in the valley, and they're all like line-dancing Nazi-type bars, you know, where you can't just go out there and fuck around on the dance floor with a beer in your hand. You know, they're like, oh, you can't drink anything out on the floor, and you're not going with the rotation of the people, and, you know, you don't know how to what two-step, and how come you're not line-dancing? It's like, fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's a dance floor, fucker. You know, that means I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, and them country bars, you probably don't hear no fucking steel guitar either, do you?
No fiddles or steel guitars, just recycled, you know, modern go country, you know, whatever the hell that is, just crap. The only thing I like nowadays business. I like to see Hank 3, you know. He comes to town once a year, and I like to go see him. And I like Wayne the Train Hancock. There isn't much else I like. I just like listening to the old stuff, like Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and George Jones and Hank Williams and Patsy Cline. And I just kick back on my patio and drink a lot of cans of cold Budweiser.
I like drinking cheap bottom shelf beer myself.
Like what? What's the bottom shelf for you?
Well, I like High Gravity Lager, which is like 8% alcohol, but it...
I never heard of it. Is it like nitrate or something?
It don't taste very good. I mean, I have to put it in a cup of ice and...
It's got to be malt liquor, right?
Well, it's kind of got a taste of malt liquor, yeah.
I don't know, I'm a Budweiser man. I just love it. You know, I just bought a 30-pack, and I'm down to my last three. I bought that 30-pack last night. Jesus Christ. Hardly anybody else even took a beer out of it.
Well, that's an assembly line of drinking right there, my friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do like to put them away. It's hot out here in L.A., too. It's in the triple digits.
Oh, man, it's pretty hot here in Ohio, too.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of drinking, let's play a song here. I want to do, how about we do The Bartender's Daughter?
Oh, that's a good one. Sure.
Now, how'd you come up with that song? Have you ever dated a bartender's daughter?
Kind of, sort of. There was this chick. I know it sounds like it's like Mexicans I'm talking about, because it's, you know, I always say after the first couple chords of the song, you know, when we do it live, I always go, this one goes out to all you Mexicans out there. But just because it sounds so Spanish, like the song. But really, what the deal is I had the song, Bartender's Daughter, and the band had this Mexican song, and we couldn't figure out what to do with either one of them, so we put them together. And, the girl's Romanian, I believe, and her mom works at the Frolic Room here in Hollywood. And, you know, we never dated, but, I liked her, but it never worked out. But I got a good song out of it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, I married a bartender's daughter.
Yeah?
How awesome's that?
That's great. I mean, now you got, like, full reign on bar privileges then, huh?
Yeah, every time I go to my mother-in-law's bar, I get free drinks.
I go there every night.
Hey, I would.
During the day.
I would if I could.
Cool.
All right, well, let's get in the song.
She's the bartender's daughter.
The bartender's daughter. What a drunkard's dream come true. Now they can never kick me out no more, no matter what the hell I do. Well, she's the bartender's daughter, and I think I just struck gold. Now I never have to smoke outside. Bartender's daughter, I don't really mean to gloat. What's the point of going fishing when one just hopped up in your boat? Well, she's the bartender's daughter, and she's the gal for me. I don't bother with a billfold.
lucky day. 'Cause I just hit the biggest jackpot. Since I never have a say. Well, she's the bartender's daughter.
Back. So Tex, you got almost 20 years in with the band. How many CDs you got out?
We got four CDs out. Our last one, our latest one I should say, was 4 years ago, 2006, Loudmouth Drunks, and it's a beautiful thing. We're right now here, we have a 45 that we're going to put out. We've never done vinyl before, so we got like four songs from a few years ago and that we never put out on CD, and it's the last one with our former drummer, so we'd like to kind of finish that side of us up, and it should be a lot of fun. I got three originals and one cover. The cover is, what is it? The Tijuana Jail, the Kingston Trio.
Okay.
So, and the other CDs, the first one was Buzzed, second one was Wishful Drinking, third one was Ass Grabbing Country, and I guess the latest one, even though it's 4 years old, is Loudmouth Drunks. But we do plan on putting out, we're coming out 20 years now, so we're going to put out a live greatest hits album, 20 years of the Groovy Rednecks, live at Jumbo's Clown Room in Hollywood, California. Sometime soon, you know, March, towards the end of March, will be 20 in on March 26th, yeah.
Wow, that's like...
It's a landmark, and most bands come and go, but, you know, we've never quit. You know, I think the key to it is we're all buddies, you know, we're all friends, and we like rehearsing. We get together, we get high, you know, we do shots, we drink as much beer as possible, and then we play our music. And that's why we're so good when you see us in concert, is because we rehearse drunk. You have to rehearse drunk.
Right.
Play good drunk.
So tell me who your bandmates are.
Why bother with them? They're just a bunch of losers. No, I'm kidding. Bob Ricketts on guitar. Ron Botello on bass. Gary Riley plays guitar, mandolin, accordion. And our drummer is Chris Kirschbaum.
As far as the writing goes, you do all the writing?
I insist on it. Yeah. Bob tries, you know, and he did put out a good song. My wife got hit by a truck. But I really like it to be my baby, you know, my songs. You know, my vision of life as it is, you know, just telling stories about simple things, you know, drinking, loving, cheating, you know, just good time music.
Hell yeah. So have you shared the stage with anybody well-known?
Yeah, we've opened up for David Allen Coe 5 times. He's a riot. It's our crowd, you know, they love us, you know. All these clubs out here in L.A., they want you to pre-sell tickets and all that crap. We don't do that, and somehow we still occasionally get shows. You know, they pay us in beer, pretty much, but it's okay. It's an honor to warm up for people like that. And, Leon Russell, Junior Brown, and Red Simpson. I got to sing with Red Simpson recently. I got to sing, Dave Dudley cover song, 6 Days on the Road, singing with Red Simpson. It was great. Good time. Highlight of my life. One of them.
Well, that's pretty fucking sweet, man.
Yep.
So how is David Allen Coe?
Well, you don't really get to talk to the guy. warned up for him 5 times. I think I met him once, and he's very cold, you know. I don't know. He won't let people take pictures with him or sign autographs or anything. He did take our CDs. We gave him some CDs. I'm sure he gets that shit all the time.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he's a crazy man, and he's old, and everybody wants to talk to him, and he's shut off from the rest of the world, which is fine, I suppose.
He probably did his hard time, and,
Yeah, I think prison might have had something to do with how cold he is, you know?
It could be.
He spent more time in prison than, I think, Mel Haggard and Johnny Cash and Paycheck combined.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's closely associated. Everybody thinks he's, like, a huge racist. And, yeah, he says some things that are kind of, you know, off color sometimes. But he's not the same guy as people think. He's that dude who's, they confuse him with Johnny Rebel, another guy who, thinks, but I'm saying, Cole has put out racist albums in the past, so,
yeah.
I don't know, but the past is the past, you know. I'd say he's one of the last remaining country icons left, you know. You got Merle Haggard, you got George Jones, who else is left?
Not many.
Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Charlie Pride, but yeah, that's the kind of music I like. I miss Conway Twitty. Let me just say that right from the get-go. I miss Conway.
Conway is awesome.
Hello, darling.
All right, well, let's get into another song, and I insist we play Barefoot and Pregnant.
I concur.
That's how I like my women.
Me too.
All right. When you play this song at the bars and clubs and all that, do the women like that?
You know, they seem amused by it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they really like it. But who cares? You know, I don't play for them.
Exactly.
Play for me, you know. And I don't worry. You know, one time we did play to like an all-female crowd, and you could hear the collective gasp when we started the show with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We were warming up for that pretty boy who was on Sex and the City, John Corbett, I think so, and his crowd was like, you know, all-female.
Oh.
We warmed up for him, and yeah, they were kind of freaked out by it.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I don't care. You know, They got it, you know. I think they were dancing and clapping along towards the end, at least a couple lesbians in the front row.
Maybe not the butches, but the other ones.
The lipstick lesbians.
Yeah, the lipstick
lesbians. They were digging it.
Hell yeah. All right, well, here we go.
All right.
Barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. That's how I want my woman to be. No sass mouth or nagging or bitching. Now that her full attention is on me.
we're back. So, tell me, my friend, do you plan on maybe doing a tour in the United States in the future? Do you foresee anything?
That would be fun. We just don't have a talent booker to arrange it all. And I'm just too much of a lazy man to do it myself. But I would love to do it. You know, as long as we would just cover our nut when we go out, you know, I know there'll still be bills to pay when we get home, but I can afford to go out for, you know, a week or two out on tour and then come back and then go back. It'd be fun. We've never done it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know that most people would say you're not much of a band because you haven't done all the touring stuff, but fuck you, man. We've been playing for almost 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years and playing over 600 shows. That's
651 tonight.
That's pretty fucking awesome, man.
Yeah. So the hell with the naysayers.
Hell yeah. All right, well, do you have a record label, or are you just pretty much independent, put the stuff out yourself?
Yeah, that's a fake record label. Records that we just made up, and we're not signing any artists. We don't have a roster or anything. It's just bullshit. But basically, we're unsigned. You know, putting them out, they're on, like, you could probably find them on iTunes or CD Baby, or go on, just Google Groovy Rednecks, and you'll find somewhere where you can buy some of our music. I think there's a few CDs down at Amoeba Records down there on Sunset and Cahuenga in Hollywood. But, just drinking beer on the patio. I think I'm on number 7 now.
Oh, yeah? I have 0 in me now. I'm going to have to go to the local store and get me something real fucking cheap and nasty.
Shame on you, Donnie Cash.
Like I like my women, cheap and nasty.
Cheap and nasty? I like wearing like my eggs, over easy.
Hell, yeah. So, do you have a website?
We used to, but nowadays with Facebook and MySpace, you don't really need one, so we let that run out. So you can just go to our... I don't know, nobody even uses MySpace anymore, so just go to our Facebook fan page, Groovy Rednecks. Just put that in Facebook and you'll come up and press like, and you'll be able to see where we're playing, and I'll put, you know, recent pictures and posts up there and stuff. I dig Facebook. It's very addicting, face crack, but I like it. It's a good way to connect with fans. Anything beats making flyers, I tell you.
Yeah.
I was done with that 10 years ago. Thank God, no more flyers.
Well, I know a lot of people, you know, go on vacation or always come out to Hollywood. So where would be the best place to catch a Groovy Redneck show at?
Good question. I would come to the Frolic Room on Hollywood and Vine, this little dive bar next to the Pantages Theater. Just go in there and ask the bartenders, and they would have my number. You can give me a call. Go to the Frolic Room on Hollywood and Vine. Ask for Tex. They'll call me up, and I'll tell you if we're playing. Other than that, look online. But we play 3 or 4 times, anywhere between like 2 to 6 times a month. You know, give or take. It depends on if there's a party going on. The gigs are the top priority for sure. But we have a steady gig the third Saturday of every month at the Cinema Bar in Culver City. But we often play other places. Anywhere that'll give us like $100 in free beer, we're pretty happy, you know. That gives us like $20 a piece in free beer. That's pretty cool. I mean, you'd like to make more, but I don't like having to pay to play, you know.
Exactly.
You know, go there and not get paid and have to spend money at the bar. Like, at least give us fucking free beer.
And that right there probably adds up.
Oh, we're other drinkers.
Hell yeah.
We like our Budweiser.
That top shelf stuff.
And shots. We like to do shots occasionally. My buddy Bob, he likes his Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
Oh, Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
I'm glad you're digging the CD, though.
Oh, the CD's fucking awesome. And hopefully after people hear this show here, they'll want to pick up on it, too.
Great. Well, I appreciate all the promotion you've given us, and you seem like a really cool guy. We should hang out sometime if you ever get out here in L.A., or if I ever get out to, what is it, Illinois?
Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah. Okay. Akron.
Springfield.
Springfield.
Yeah.
The home of the Simpsons.
Yeah, home of the Simpsons. All right. Well, which song would you like me to play last here, Tex?
Let's see. I got the CD in my hand right here. How about we play Company Van?
Okay.
Excuse me.
We can do that also.
Oh, they're all good, you know. Just pick up the CD. I like them all. Four Shots, that's a good one. I like Drinking Every Night. Yeah, they're all good. I'll go with Company Van, though, because I drive a van during the day, you know, to keep a roof over my head. You know, the music doesn't pay, so I drive a van, and this song kind of wraps it all up.
Now, is your employers fans of the Groovy Rednecks?
No, not at all, but they never come to the gigs or anything, but they understand, you know, that I'm a musician, and, you know, occasionally that I'll have to take days off, but I can try to give them enough notice, and they're cool with it.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do Company Van.
All right.
And Tex, I appreciate having you on. I am a fan, and your CD's
awesome. Thanks, Donnie. It's been great. Good time.
Hell yeah.
Well, work outside almost every day. Log a lot of 10 miles for a little country. I check the radio for sick alerts. My left leg is burning, my right foot hurts. With a big V8, when I race against the clock, I'm hardly ever late. I got the AC cranked and the winter rolled on, and I know every back alley in this town. Well, my hair fires in the face, and I got a farmer's tan. I don't piss in no cup for nobody, man. I drive the company van. You heard me. I drive the company van. Well, it's a long ass day and a strange trip. I've been working down my nose at least to get a tip. I try to stay calm in a war of words. No low on the sides, don't flip the bird. When I spot a hot chick, I slam to a halt. If that's a bad better than not my fault. I park under a tree when things got a hand. It's my chosen occupation other than the band. Little ladies hate me, and I ain't the biggest fan. Yeah, the sheriff department can't gas me, no way. Drive the company van, come and get me cover. Drive the company van. Every day, logging lots of 6 miles for a little country pay. I check the radio for sick alerts. My left lung is burning, my right foot hurts. Well, it's a 99 Ford with a big V8. When I race against the clock, I'm hardly ever late. I got AC cranked and the window rolled down. And I know every shortcut in this town. Little ladies hate me, and I ain't the biggest fan. Paramedics can't even catch me, no way. Drive the company van, I'm on fire. Drive the company van.
Hi, baby. This is your sex phone babe that you'd want to call. She is called Pussy Delight, and my blog number is 12558. Why don't you come and play with your fantasy girl? I'm waiting for you. I am blonde, blue eyes, and I've got a sexy size 10 figure and a huge 40 FF titties that you can sink your big throbbing cock into. Ooh, come and lick my lovely wax pussy. My juices are flowing now. Mmm, ready for your hot cock. Mmm, let's. let me take you to paradise, you sexy boy. Come and get your girl.
Listen up. Got a lot of people here. Can bury her so she's never found. Is anybody gonna help me? Where are you going, Mike? Get back here.
Gotta get back to work, Mike.
I said get back here, goddammit!
Coming back from Rocket and Bristol. Eddie Cochran, 20 Flat Rock. And Buddy Holly coming back. Rolling down Route 64. Down that national settler score. Rolling down Route 64. Kick some ass like we done before. Spirit of the Hamburg Beatles.
the floor. Kick some ass like we done before.
Listen, old man.
I said get off my lawn now.
I'm not gonna say it again. Go in the freaking house.
I go in that house after I've blown a hole in your head, and I sleep like a baby.
I'm not gonna say it again.
Shut up.
Come gather round. Story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee. It was a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in the wagon. As into town they rode, there a deputy sheriff approached him. Vulgar words of language, and his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain, and the deputy grabbed a gun. And in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Trees and timbers, and he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Yes, he took to the trees and timbers on that Canadian River shore, and pretty boy found a welcome at many a farmer's door. There's many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Mothers tell you about a stranger that came to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. Through the world I ramble, I see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. But as through life you travel, yes, as through life you roam, you'll never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
All right, folks, or fucks, whatever you prefer. Started off this set right here with Jake and the Burtones with Down by the Lake. Myself, I prefer it down by the river. But actually, I prefer it anywhere I can get it. That's just how shit goes these days. You know, it's pretty fucking bad when you jerk off and you envision fucking your wife, as opposed to maybe Angelina Jolie or Jenna Jameson. You know, it's pretty bad. Must I say I'm in a slump? Or can you tell? Alright, we follow that with the Dead Cats in a song called Hank's Cadillac. And that's off their album Look Like Hell. Now, speaking of Hank and Cadillacs and all that shit, get over to reinstatehank.org and sign that petition to get the Shakespearean of hillbilly music reinstated back into the Grand Ole Opry, shall we? And I ended the set with Country Joe McDonald with a song called Pretty Boy Floyd. Not Pretty Boy Johnny Depp. Or fuck, do I got that all fucked up? I probably do. I've been drinking Foster's Australian for beer. Here's the last set.
Troubles up and down the road, and trials all the way around. I never knew just what the trouble was till my darling threw me down. With nothing but old ragged clothes and hard stress, broken strings, blues creeping on my body, hard notion flying round my head.
Baby! Oh, wait. I got a better idea. How about I send you a hobo's dick cheese? Go to town, man. Go to town. In the meantime, and as usual, go fuck yourself.
For this last set, started it off with the Downtown County Band off their self-titled CD with Rub Alcohol Blues. Now, I had an uncle who used to drink rubbing alcohol because moonshine and whiskey just didn't do for him. And he drank a little too much, went blind, went crazy, and turned blue. Yeah, that's right. He died. Hell yeah. We followed that with the Disco Leopards with Rapist with a Heart of Gold. Now, walking through Central Park and getting raped, it's always nice to run into one with a heart of gold. You know, they give you their number, promise to call you, shit like that. That's off their CD, Rosalie Inbreds. And I ended the set with my buddy, Alan Dude's group, the Hell's Fire Sinners. And this song, Paralyzed, is off their upcoming CD called The Ohio EP. So thank you, Alan, for sending me that. Awesome. Now remember, next week's episode, 58, will feature Heinrich 13 of Heinrich 13 and the Devilgrass Pickers. And that's going to be done, the interview is going to be done by the Queen of White Trash, Karen. And I do believe it'll be the first time that Heinrich will be on American Airwaves doing an interview. I sure hope so. And remember, folks, you want great music? Listen to my show. Less talk, more music. Although the less talk is rather vulgar and offensive. So fuck you. I'm going to end the show tonight with Prophet and the Cowboys of the Apocalypse. And this song is called The Edge, off the same title of the CD, The Edge. And Prophet is a member of Saint Madness. If you don't know who they are, you better get hip real quick, because them motherfuckers was awesome. So without further ado, Prophet and the Cowboys of the Apocalypse. Lips, 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 lips.
Save me before I slip and fall in. still doing in that computer?
I'm sorry, baby, but...
Do you know what time it is?
No.
Come to bed and fuck me now.
Okay.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.